Thank you for joining us here at the Covenant of Grace Prayer Light. It's so good to have you with us, and I pray that God's Word will be a blessing to you. I hope you were able to relax with family and friends and have a good time the last few days, and that you're feeling a sense of repose and peace in your heart and life. Today I want to talk about a total transfer as we continue to discuss the sevenfold aspects of the blood of Jesus, and in particular the fifth aspect, which we started talking about the last few days. And that is that through the blood of Jesus, I am sanctified, made holy, and set apart to God. Just like righteousness, sanctification does not come by effort or by religion. It doesn't come about by me trying to emulate what my denomination says or by me trying to portray my Christian virtues out of my sense of understanding. But through and by the power of the Holy Spirit invested in me through God's grace at Calvary, I have through faith received by the blood that cleansing of God as His Word has made entrance, and I am a child of God through faith in His name, walking in the waters of baptism, seeing the work of the fruit of the Holy Spirit, and seeing the power of God in action. And because of that blood, I've been set apart for service. I'm under God's control, and I've become sanctified or put aside for His glory, a vessel of honor, purified, washed, made whole for Him. And you and I, who both are children of God, who have come to know His name, know the value of that protection, know the value of that grace, know the value of His mercy in our hearts and lives. Anything that is not of God has no right to approach us. It is kept away by the blood. It's like when the enemy tries to knock on the door. He's not going to be greeting us. He's going to be greeting Jesus at the door. And He's not going to let Him in if we walk in the sanctified life, allowing Him first place and lordship in our lives. Colossians 1, 12 through 13 says, giving thanks to the Father, who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has delivered us from the power or authority of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of His love. He's conveyed us into the kingdom of His Son in His love. God's love has drawn us and has put us in this place of protection and grace. And you know, too many times we go to the door and we think we can handle it, and we think we can deal with the issues of life. But Jesus is right there, wanting to protect, wanting to guard, wanting to keep, and letting us know where our comings and goings should be, as we are His vessels of honor. He knows where we should operate. He knows the lives He wants us to touch, and He knows how and when we can handle things. Through faith in the blood of Jesus, we have been removed from the area of Satan's authority and conveyed into the kingdom of God. The word conveyed is translated in the KJV, King James Version, meaning carried over from one place to another. In Scripture, the word is used for a total transfer. In the Old Testament, there were two men, Enoch and Elijah, who were translated from earth to heaven, and both of them were entirely both translated. All that Elijah left behind was his mantle, but his body was gone. I want you to know that you're being translated into God's kingdom. Was that supernatural? Was that powerful? And brought you into His provision and His protection. It is in this place we need to abide. It is in this place of sanctification we need to abode. And too many times we walk away from it. We get lost. We find ourselves in a position of vulnerability because we allow our minds, heart, and souls to get out of the place where Christ wants us. We need to try to abide in Christ, walk in His will, and keep in His word, that we might be refreshed in God and knowing that our coming and going about out of His sheepfold is the place we need to be. He is the good shepherd, and He knows where we need to be and where we can gain nourishment, where we can draw strength, and where we need to abide. But too many times we allow the wolf, the enemy, Satan, to come and through his emissaries to try to get our attention, get us drawn away from the preservation and protection of God. But if you walk in that power of sanctification that is part of the provision of the blood covenant, Satan has no chance to hinder your life. And he is on defense as God is working with us and we're moving forward through the gates of hell. Heavenly Father, I thank you that we have been translated, totally transferred into your kingdom, and that there are rights and privileges. I pray to understand better each and every day those rights and privileges of my covenant relationship with you. And I help to embody it and express it with those around about me, and to be within your sheepfold, dwelling in confidence and love, and knowing my good shepherd's care for me. Help me, Lord, to not be drawn away from and into the territory of the enemy. But wherever I walk as I abide in Christ, I am in you. And I'm confident that I can go through the gates of hell, because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world, as I walk in your confidence and your grace and in your anointing. Lord, empower me to be a blessing for you, and to share your love that has brought me into this kingdom, brought me into this new relationship with you, and help me to share it with those around about me. In Jesus' name, amen. Aren't you glad for the total transfer? Aren't you glad for what he's done for you today, what he's done for me? It's absolutely fabulous. And God's love is always reaching out to those who would call out to him and present themselves before the Master and enter into this new covenant relationship. But they've got to see the light in the midst of the darkness around about them. And sometimes people don't recognize where they're at. Well, we sometimes can get in that place too as Christians if we don't keep our eyes and ears alert, taking on the whole armor of God and standing fast in the grace of God and seeing through the eyes of the Lord in faith. Too many times we don't do so. We're not prepared. We're not walking in a habitual lifestyle where we pray each day, get in the Word each day, stay in fellowship with God's people and honor the Lord. And we become exposed. We don't recognize the nourishment, the protection, the mercy that's in the sheepfold of God's church. Let us respect and honor where God places us, anoints us, and uses us. Amen? We're sanctified for his good use and his glory. If you need to reach us here at Covenant Grace Ministry, please give us a call at any time. The number is 646-926-0401, or email us at cgmfinc@gmail.com. That's cgmfinc@gmail.com. We'd be so glad to hear from you. Also, visit our website at cgmfinc.weebly.com. There's some great things there. And also, I'm going to be discussing more in the weeks to come some new things as I become more and more involved at Focus Bible College, where I am now the vice president and working with Bishop Tice to try to help and strengthen people's lives through helping them in their growth in the Word and becoming students of the Word, and also better ministers and enablers of this new and everlasting covenant, helping others to get in contact with and know this beautiful Savior we love so much. God bless you. Have a great day in Jesus.